In 2010, Paonia voters chose to ban all commercial medical marijuana businesses from their community. During a special election in November, town residents will decide if they want retail marijuana facilities in Paonia. Tuesday night, the town board of trustees decided on the ballot language for the special election. The council was split on the decision, and Mayor Neil Schwederman broke the tie with a yes vote. Schwederman says the board has the power to ban retail marijuana facilities, but he's glad voters will decide instead.
The last election, the election where the medical marijuana retail establishments were banned from town, that lost by 16 votes, which is 0.94% of our electorate. And I don't know how to vote representing this community. I don't, because it's so close to 50%. I couldn't venture a guess. And I've always advocated for putting it on the ballot so the voters can decide.
The ballot will ask people if they want to allow the following four types of establishments: retail marijuana cultivation, product manufacturing, testing, and stores in Paonia. The ballot will be all or nothing. Either all four types will be allowed or banned. Trustee Charles Stewart says the ballot language comes right out of Colorado's voter-approved Amendment 64. Stewart calls the wording of the ballot question deceptive.
So people need to understand that if this passes, there is no legal prohibition for cultivation facilities within Paonia. There is no legal prohibition against production manufacturing facilities. And there is no prohibition against testing facilities. The only thing this board could do is regulate those businesses.
Stewart, along with trustees Susan Watson and David Bradford, voted against the ordinance calling for the special election. Amber Kleinman, Eric Gould, and Ross King voted for it. Here's King speaking at the meeting.
I have a mind that, yes, we will impose fees, licenses, taxes. I am not of a mind to condemn this industry to the gloom and doom that I keep hearing people suggesting that it's going to have. I see a lot of people in this room, and I know they use marijuana. I don't think they're not law-abiding citizens. I don't know the reason why everybody assumes this is going to be the worst thing that ever happened to our community. I don't get it.
The meetings are open to the public. Constantine Hirschfeld came to voice his opinion on the issue.
And I could not understand why, when we voted down the medical marijuana stores here, why we want to have retail stores here. I'm totally against it. I'm voting against it because I don't believe that marijuana should be legal in the first place. The second place is the marijuana users say that it's not addictive, but part of the taxes is going to go for rehab centers. And as far as I'm concerned, is my own opinion, if they need a rehab center, then they don't need the marijuana. Get rid of let them die, as far as I'm concerned.
Parts of the meeting also got heated.
And I do want to go on the record as saying this is definitely a first where we've heard the town board threatened. So we got that on the record.
It sounded like one.
Well, I'm saying as voters, we will use our voting power of the people to take care of our town.
Margot Richardson also gave her thoughts on the issue.
What I would like to see is us start small with just retail marijuana sales in town. We know that pot's already grown in the region, that we're well known for it, and that's not going to stop. It's a part of our economy. And I feel like it's more consistent and more honest to have legal retail sales in town.
The special election will be held on November 4th in conjunction with the general election. Registered voters will receive a mail ballot. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.